My Life on My Life this afternoon is Tracy Lynch.
There are places I remember.
Now, Tracy and her husband John set up a Sussex-based charity called Wolfram Syndrome Support Group. And if you haven't heard of it, don't worry, because I hadn't either. Their daughter Jennifer has a terminal condition that combines diabetes, blindness, deafness, as well as a slowly degenerating brain disease. Wolfram, which is spelled W-O-L-F-R-A-M. Wolfram syndrome is a very rare childhood disease with very little awareness amongst the general public, but also healthcare professionals. So let me introduce you to Tracy Lynch. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Jenny.
Thank you so much for coming in. Wolfram, I've never heard of it. You tell us about it from the beginning.
Well, join the club until 5 years ago, I'd never heard of it either. It is a rare condition, as she said. There's only about 120 people in the UK affected by the condition that are actually diagnosed. It starts off in early childhood with type 1 diabetes, and then it progresses on to loss of eyesight, which can lead to complete blindness, deafness. And
is that as a result of the diabetes?
No, it's not. It's the death of the optic nerve. It's all a neurological progressive condition. And it also causes another type of diabetes called diabetes insipidus, which affects the bladder. They're the four main features of it, but it also causes neurological problems like anxiety, depression. It can cause neurogenic bladder, loss of gag reflex, which sort of ultimately results in respiratory problems.
How old is your baby now?
She's now 13.
So, wow. So is that considered unusual to last this long?
No, it's sort of life expectancy is generally sort of 30 to 40 years. But there are people that reach their 50s and 60s. And so long as, how I look at it is, so long as we keep her healthy, then there's no reason why.
How do you do that? I'll start from the beginning, from my beginning. Once she was diagnosed with diabetes, mm-hmm. did you then watch her decline?
Sort of. It all started 3 years prior to her diagnosis, so in 2007, and we just took her to the opticians because we'd noticed problems with her eyesight. For example, it was Easter. My mother-in-law had got a great big pink plastic Easter egg, and it was in a plant pot right next to Jennifer, and she couldn't see it. So we took her to opticians, and they said that she had nystagmus, which is the uncontrolled movement of the eyeballs. So they wanted to find out what the cause was. And our journey started from there. So we were referred up to Great Ormond Street. She had MRI scans. Then they noticed something on her brain. And then while we were waiting then to be referred to neurology, she was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. So with Jennifer, it was the other way around. Generally, it's diabetes first and then the eyes. And that's where half the problem is, because doctors will see a patient, a child or an adult, see that they've got diabetes, and then put the vision problem down to the diabetes. And that is where we, as a support group, we're trying to make doctors aware about that.
We'll come to that in a moment. Yeah. We'll find out exactly what it is you want. But situations like this that occur in families, they put a wedge, don't they? Have you got other children?
I have. Jennifer's got two older brothers, coming up to 20.
How did they deal with it?
They've been brilliant. The eldest one and the other one who's 17, they've both been brilliant. They both help me and Jennifer's dad with her day-to-day care, because Jennifer also has, as sort of a result of the Wolfram syndrome, she has a tracheostomy, which she had to have put in 3 years ago following a severe choking attack, and she was in hospital and on a ventilator, and we had three failed attempts at getting her off the ventilator.
Are you still with your husband?
Yes.
So you're working together as a team. There's four of you really working together. The exhaustion of something like this, these are always the questions that people want to ask and we never ask. When it started to happen, how did you deal with it? I mean, if you'd have thought that Jem was going to do this kind of stuff.
You just have to deal with it. You just get on and deal with it. I when it all started, we were up, Paul and I were up in London with Jennifer sort of once every month, sometimes twice a month. So we were both having to take time off work, take her out of school, travelling up for tests, because we had 3 years of tests for her before she was actually diagnosed. So it's just, you just draw on family and friends to support you, and we've just got a fantastic support group of family and friends.
Which is 24 hours, presumably, so that you can get on with the rest of your lives and also to help Jennifer.
Yeah.
So now you start the support group. What is it you want in this charity? What do you want from people?
We want to raise the awareness. We are trying to fundraise to support our affected individuals and families, and also ultimately to find a treatment for the condition, because there is no treatment at the moment. We have got our professor, who's the lead researcher up in Birmingham, Professor Tim Barrett, and he is fabulous. And he has told us that he won't retire until he's found a cure. And we said, well, you're not retiring ever. But he has identified a drug that is currently used for another condition. And this drug is showing signs of being able to halt or slow down the progression, but we need funds to be able to go to a clinical trial. And that's a lot of money.
So you're raising awareness, obviously,
yes.
Coming on here and doing the charity stuff. How are you going to be making the money? Are there things that people can...
Yeah, we do lots of things. The next event that we've got coming up is... we're calling it a Fright Night at the 80s. And it...
Just mentioning the 80s is a Fright Night.
Yeah, all the permed hair, the day glow stuff. We had an event, 80s night, last year, and it was a huge success. So we're doing it again this year over in Worthing. All the details are on our website
which is
wolframsyndrome.co.uk, and we have two local Worthing tribute bands playing 80s music, one sort of electronic, one is sort of rock, and they'll come along, they're playing their music. We've got a roulette table set up in the back, and it's on Halloween, hence Fright Night at the 80s. So that's our next big event for this year, but we do lots going on.
How optimistic are you with all this?
We are fairly, you know,
you
very
have to
optimistic.
Remain, don't
you have to. You have to stay positive in everything you do. Otherwise, as people say to me, how do you go on? How do you cope? I said, well, I have to. Otherwise, I'd be in a heap in that corner and I wouldn't be any good for anyone. So it is a case of you just get on and live life as normal, as normally as you can. That's all you can do. You know, we want a normal life for Jennifer. We want a normal life for the boys. You know, why should it be any different for them? And what people don't understand with people that are affected with Wolfram syndrome, they are disabled, and people don't see that they're disabled because it's diabetes or a vision impairment. So unless they've got a guide dog or a stick, they don't know. And there is a lot of discrimination to people with these silent disabilities. So it's trying to raise awareness for that as well.
How do you communicate with Jennifer? Can she speak?
Yeah, she's normal... normal 13-year-old girl. She shouts at me. She has her tantrums like anyone else. She eats normally. She speaks normally. You know, she's just a normal girl. She's just got this progressive condition and a trachea.
Well, hit your website again.
wolframsyndrome.co.uk.
And is there a telephone number that people
there
need?
There is. It's Worthing, so 01903 211 358.
Well, listen, Mrs. Tracy Lynch, I wish you well. Thank you so much for coming in. And then, you know, Radio Sussex, you keep bunging in, don't you, to say this is what we're doing, and then people
will
read it out.
And one of the things that we're also wanting to try and do is we're trying to get a celebrity to work alongside us to help raise the awareness of the condition. You know, I think we as a charity think that with that support, you know, we could go so much further and do so much more for our families.
Well, you're living in the right place, aren't you?
There's exactly.
Lots of celebs around here. Well, I wish you absolutely well. And it is all the W's, wolframsyndrome.co.uk. And the exec of the charity is Tracy Lynch. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much, Jen.